This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
206-803-ROCK. What is the worst thing a guest has ever done at your house? We want to hear all of those house guest horror stories.
Someone just texted and said, I forget about the kids being the issue as well. Because we're thinking about all the drunken idiots that have a party and then they do stupid stuff. But this person texted and said, we had those sliding barn doors to our bathroom. One time, my friend's young child thought it swung open and charged right through it, knocking it off its tracks.
Whoops.
That's from Adam and Everett.
206-803-ROCK. Justin in Ferndale, tell us about what happened with your sister's friend.
All right. So, yeah, no, like I told Sarah, there's two stories. The first one is my sister had a house party while my parents were out of town, and one of her friends, well, super drunk, needed to use the bathroom, ended up breaking the toilet seat. So what's the next best option other than a toilet? The cat box.
You know what? Actually, right, I think that box. That feels like the next best option. You're right.
No. Not the tree in the backyard, but yeah, the cat box.
I don't know. I think I'd rather a house guest pee in the cat box than in a sink. But you know what? I really don't want to have that internal dialogue ever. So
no.
I think, was she okay? I don't mean to be rude, but was she heavy set or did she just aggressively jump on the toilet?
Oh no! Like this is one of her dude friends.
Oh.
I don't know why I was picturing a female doing this. It made it even funnier.
So what's the other story, Justin?
So the other story, funny enough, Sarah thought you might get a kick out of this, Taryn, on my parents' 25th wedding anniversary, keep in mind half of my family's from Canada, the other half is from down here. So anyway, they have a big old dinner, and then after the dinner, they go back to my parents' house, where my uncle proceeds to drink almost half a bottle of 151.
Oh, that's always a good idea.
Which led to him hitting on all of his cousins.
Ooh.
And, yeah, it gets a little weirder. And then my dad's like, hey, cool down a little bit. He proceeds to punch him in the face, almost breaking his glasses.
I love that you said after he got drunk and started hitting on his own family members, and then you said, and then it proceeds to get weird. Like, that wasn't the weird part.
Oh, yeah, no. This is the part of the story that will get Taryn. After my dad told him to get the hell out of this house, he proceeds to try to walk back to British Columbia.
Yeah. Put the feet to the pavement. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Wait. And this was back when so I'm up in Ferndale right now, which wouldn't be that far to walk. This is back when we lived in Bitter Lake.
Ooh.
How far is that from Canada?
Very far.
That is North Seattle edge of shoreline.
Oh, okay. Kind of like somebody trying to walk from Capitol Hill to Stanwood.
Pretty much.
Taryn.
A little bit further. Yeah.
Yep. He actually forgot his passport, so my grandma had to come up and take him back home.
Oh. Wait,
did he hit on grandma in the process as well?
You know, I didn't ask that question, Steve, but
I'm sure he comes back to all the family reunions.
Hey, who brought you here, grandma?